This is a Gorilla Podcast Network production.
Ladies and gentlemen,
it's the Backyard Maker Show.
Backyard Maker Show.
We speak that word. That real.
Peace, ladies and gentlemen, interweblands, beautiful people out there. Welcome back to the Backyard Mecca Show, backyardmeccashow.com on the all new Gorilla Podcast Network. Today, I got a special guest host in the building, my brother Craig. Craig, what up, brother?
You're shaking. How is it, family?
Chilling, man. Same old shit, man. Welcome back, man. Thank you for coming up here, man. As you may know, B ended up moving away. So I'm kind of having, guest hosts that'll be up here, see how they like it for the field, looking for a couple new guest hosts, you know what I mean? And you were definitely on the roster, as we spoke about before. So if all fits well, we'll be, you know what I'm saying, working together, man, which will be dope, man. But yeah, man, how's your weekend though, bro? How's everything going?
For the most part, it was quiet. I went out for a little bit last night, but didn't do too much. Got to see some weird costumes.
Yeah, where'd you end up going, man?
What is it called? It's a bar in New Haven. Okay. It's like a pizza restaurant, and then in the back they have like a little club area.
Dope. Yeah, I was supposed to go to a party yesterday actually too, but I didn't make it, man. I was working. I was tired. By the time I got home, it didn't happen, man. But it was actually out here in Ansonia at 232. What's it called? 232 on Main Lounge, some shit like that it's called. Okay. But yeah, man, so same old shit, man. Just been working and pushing the network and the clothing and all that, and just being a dad and a man and
being busy.
That's it, living, man. But it's been an interesting couple of days, week. You know what I'm saying? With a lot of the shit going on, man. I kind of wanted to get into that right away. We had the let's get into the synagogue shooting first, man.
The dude that shot, what was it, four people in the synagogue?
I think it was more. I think last time I checked, when I was reading up on it yesterday, at first it was nine dead, and then it went up to 11. Yeah, and it might be more now.
Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's just been moving up and up. So, yeah, man. So, I don't know, man. You know, it gets a little crazy around election time.
Yeah, it really does.
And you know, they're trying to say it's all, you know, incited by Trump and white nationalists and all that. And I you know, like I said, I didn't look too deep into that shit yet. But they're trying to say homeboy was a nationalist.
White power.
And he, you know, just some racist shit, man, going on. What was the other one, man, that I wanted to talk about? Also, the bombs that were getting mailed.
Oh, the bombs that got mailed to all the Democrats.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yo, it, this shit is so bugged out, bro, because, you know, they're saying the Democrats are up to this shit. They're trying to get the Republicans, making them look bad because of the elections, blah, blah, blah. Yo, man, like, what's going on? Like this system is just bullshit, bro. Like, it's just a bunch of clowns and fucking actors and
smoking mirrors.
Yeah,
man.
Yo, like really, like, what the fuck, man? So yeah, you know, the Clintons got some bombs sent. Well, all right. So from my understanding, they first said shit reached people's houses, but I guess shit didn't really reach people's houses, or not for everybody. Like the mail intercepted it in certain offices or whatever. Yeah. Supposedly, so it was the Clintons. I forget who else. It was a few people though.
Yeah, but I mean, like, as far as the Clintons go, or like the Obamas, like, for people that don't know, every president, like, even like past, present, whatever, you get Secret Service issued to you for life. So they're not opening their own fucking mail.
Yeah,
Some dude in a black suit with some shades on seeing that shit and called the bomb squad. So yeah, they were safe.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And you know, that's what I was thinking. Like, you know, like, that shit got to go through a few people, and, you know, they're not just gonna open up a fucking box or a package.
Yeah, and be like,
they're not
go.
Expecting it. You know what I'm saying?
Like, Amazon, get the fuck out of here.
They know the game. They, you know, they might have sent out their own packages when they was in office. Son,
yo,
so.
For real. The Clinton killers is some crazy shit.
Yo, and, you know, I was like, yo, they were probably sent from like Haiti and shit. You know what I'm saying? Because you know, we all know that they dug their pockets when Haiti got hit with that earthquake, and you know, the relief funds and when all the money went missing and shit.
And pointed that shit at White Glove John.
Yeah, that's crazy, right? How they do that? You know, they always look for a scapegoat, though.
Of course, and he was the perfect one because he didn't have his hands in all the paperwork, so he couldn't probably defend himself.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and he was trying to be up in the politics of Haiti and all that, president or whatever, for a minute.
Yeah, he cares about his community. There's no doubt about
it. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, man. But, yeah, man, I just told, you know, like we were talking about earlier, I just find it kind of crazy, man, how all this shit is going on around election time.
Yeah.
So the synagogue, the packages out, you know, and this dude he's definitely a Trump supporter though. I don't have the name, you know, I should look all this shit up now, but I'm being a little lazy. But he's definitely a Trump supporter. You know, they're saying he's kind of a white nationalist, but I don't know if he's like white. His last name is, I don't know. He looks like, I don't know, man. Like, I don't know if he's like Russian or some shit.
Yeah, he looks like Russian or like something. Georgian or something.
Yeah,
like
you know, I'm not trying to sound like ignorant or some shit. I'm just going off of, you know, first view type things because I ain't looked too deep into it. But yeah, the dude, he looks, you know, of white descent, but like.
Yeah, like what we would consider Middle Eastern. Technically, they're still Caucasians, but they look like.
Yeah, yep. And I guess they found his van or some shit and he had all these stickers on it. You know, like supporting Republicans and Trump and all that. But you know what's bugged out about that? I saw two sides to that. Like they were showing pictures around trying to say that the media was switching the stickers up a little bit. Like if you look at certain pictures, like they switched them up for whatever reason. I don't know why they would do that. You know, obviously it's possible, but I would have to look into that more. But it's bugged out. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know how the media gets down. They always twist shit their way or they try to hide something or push something. So,
which is kind of wild because they could have literally just blurred the stickers out and like nobody could have got any footage.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
If
like,
you really think about it.
Like we censor titties on fucking TV every day. We could have just black fucking bar and you would have never known what the fuck was on there.
But when you get the chance, look it up. Look it up. Go on Facebook or even Google it and you'll see that there's the same, it's the same van, the same position. It's the same picture. They just edited the fucking, like the window and shit, the sticker. You know what I'm saying? That makes you, you know, ask why, like what the fuck is going on?
Yeah. There's always more to it than what it seems.
But and then what was the other one, man?
The two older black people that were
This was like a week ago or something like that. Two weeks ago, some give or take.
Yeah,
I think
it was like Gregory Allen, something like that.
Yeah. What was up with that, man?
They don't even really like have like a motive, but they know that he shot two black people in a grocery store. And then when there was a white dude that confronted him with a gun, like the man with the gun that confronted the killer. He said that before he took off, he said, "I won't shoot if you won't shoot. Whites don't kill whites."
Wow.
And then, like, he broke out.
White power!
So that goes to disprove that whole fucking, the only thing that stops a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun, because the good guy froze up.
Crazy, man.
He really just wanted to live, so he let homeboy go, which, I mean, like, that's not even smart. If I just seen you kill two people and I put a gun on you, like, I'm popping you.
Yeah.
He could have easily neutralized him. One in the leg, one in the shoulder. Remove the gun.
You know how it is, though, bro.
If you ask me if I love America, I say yes. Why can't you say yes? Say you love America right now. Say it.
That's what it should have sounded like, man, but...
Yo, for real.
Man, but yeah, so, you know, they're saying that, they're saying that it's Trump and his little clique that's inciting all this shit. Actually, I just read on my way over here that, the synagogue, the Jewish community, in Pittsburgh is saying they don't want Trump to come and, you know, they like to go and show sympathy, quote unquote, and all that.
They don't want him showing up for a PR stunt.
Yeah, they don't want him coming for that. But the main thing that they said is he needs to denounce white nationalism. If not, he can't come. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And homeboy's not going to do that.
He may not necessarily be a racist himself, but that's his motherfucking fan base. That's his bread and butter.
Yeah.
It's like Lady Gaga saying, no transgenders at my show. Like, she will lose out on bread. That's not going down.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter whether she agrees with that shit or not. She knows who lines her pockets. Simple and plain.
Yeah, it's business, politics, business. It's all the same shit, man.
Exactly. For them, it's business, but for the people, it's emotion. So it's
absolutely. It's fucked up, but emotions is good for business, because if you could get people to feel a certain way, then you could target that feeling and sell them certain shit for that feeling or shit around that. You know what exactly. I'm saying? So it's a fucked up game, bro.
Like our cosmetic fucking industry. That our cosmetic industry, fucking porn, like all goofy fantasy shit. It's all based on emotional shit. Like what you feel you lack.
Yeah. And the crazy part is, bro, a lot of people don't see this shit. You know what I'm saying?
They don't want to.
Yeah, they don't want to, or they just, you know, they're blind. Like there's people like me and you that are awake, and we just be like,
game, recognize game, and you looking kind of unfamiliar right now.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah. No, it's true though. There's a lot of people that don't want to see it. You know what I'm saying? They'd rather just,
they want to be happy. Like a cheating spouse, you're gonna ignore certain shit just so you enjoy your family.
Yeah, and you know, there's also if it doesn't benefit you and shit like that. Unfortunately, like I've tried to build with a lot of people, try to make them see certain shit, but because they're not benefiting financially or, I don't know, even attention-wise or popularity, whatever it is, motherfuckers don't wanna deal with shit. They don't wanna.
Yeah, they wanna live well. They wanna live well instead of having their legs survive.
But yo, that's the capitalistic way though. That's what these motherfuckers have pushed on us.
Yeah, but that's all we, like for most of us, that's all we got. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Like, trying to show somebody a different way when this is like, yo, this is how my dad worked, my grandfather worked.
Yeah,
how the fuck I'm gonna do something different? So it's,
yeah, but I mean like overall though, that's what they show. You know, that's what they show the people. You know what I'm saying? Like in a capitalistic society, it's all about making money and almost fuck everything else.
Yeah.
In a way, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I don't know, man. I don't know.
No, I mean, like the cost of living is very difficult for people to be in the house and be with their families.
Yeah. Absolutely,
it is hard.
It is, man. I trust me, I get it, man. Cause I'm busting my ass too, man. And everything I do, it keeps me away from my family. The more I work, the more I'm away from my family. So exactly. I get it, man. But we gotta shake shit up, yo. We gotta shake shit up. If not, we gonna have to deal with the bullshit all the time, Greg, man.
Yeah, for real. Cause when you're not around to, you know, raise your kids, attend to your family, anything can happen to them.
Yeah, man. So I get it, man. I get it. Some people just don't want to, you know, they just want to be with their fam or whatever. But if we all do that, then we ain't really going
to. Nah, we're not going to progress.
We can't. Yeah, we don't. That's what they want at the end of the day. We're not really showing up no battle.
Exactly.
So, but, yeah, man. Oh, yo, the other thing I wanted to talk about was this caravan joint happening, man, with the, excuse me, the immigrants walking over from like Central America, Mexico, El Salvador, Honduras, and all that. Yo, it's thousands and thousands and thousands of people. They're saying like over 30,000. Now that's what the media is saying. So I'm looking at it like it's double because the media wants to dumb the shit down.
Yeah, keep everybody calm.
And not only that, there's a second caravan behind that caravan of people walking and shit out here. You know what I mean? It's a touchy subject because I get it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've talked about it with people, and you know, a lot of the people that are, you know, hardcore fucking
patriots
are like, yeah, as soon as they reach the the border, shoot them dead. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, yo, those are my people. I'm Salvadoran. Exactly. like I get it. Like, okay, yo, you know, let them come over legally, you know, I get it. But yo, the reason shit is going on now is because this country is reaping what they sow. You know what I'm saying? You reap what you sow. You've been to all these countries throughout the years, throughout the decades, and you've shitted on people. You've killed people. You've started wars. You've took their resources. You've made them poorer than they already were. Yep. Basically not even letting them get to where they need to get, you know what I'm saying, to be somewhere. So, and this is what motherfuckers don't look at. They just look at, oh, wave your flag. And you know what I'm saying? Like shut the fuck up. Like, if you don't know what's going on, man, like, I got into an argument at work the other day, and one of the dudes was like, yo, shoot him dead at the line. I'm like, what you mean? I'm like, shoot him dead. If that's my family and I see y'all niggas shooting at my peoples, I'm shooting you from this side too.
Exactly.
So you're going to have to look out for both sides. You know what I'm saying? But,
yo, understand that shit.
This was going to happen sooner or later, bro.
Have you ever heard this song, Nature of the Threat by Raz Kaz?
Yes.
It's a 7-minute song that was done before Google and before AOL.
Yes.
That this man like handwritten using history books, and it basically details like why people act the way that they act. And it's basically their main goal is self-preservation. Fuck everybody else as long as we're good.
Yeah.
And you can see that shit play out with not only their mentality, but the actions of the higher up white folks that control you know, shit in our government or shit on our, like in our media. So it's,
yeah,
it's, I don't want to say I don't have any faith in them caring about people that aren't from here, but I really don't. Like, I don't see them having empathy over their own selfish feelings. More importantly, like you said, a lot of them aren't, they're not wisened up to the fact that America has destabilized governments in South America and put drug dealers and fucking warlords in power
since the beginning, man.
Yeah, to like scare the people and shit. Like, they don't know that shit.
Let freedom ring with a buckshot, but not just yet.
Play a little bit of that. Truly understand the nature of the threat.
The pale man walks in the threshold of darkness. Roughly 20,000 years ago, the first humans evolved with the phenotypical trait, genetic recessive, blue eyes, blonde hair, and white skin. Albinism apparently was a sin to the original man.
If we could talk on it, they won't take it off when I upload it.
Right.
The first race haters, so is the devil's alpha to the beta. Cause history best qualified to teach one. Quoting German philosopher Schopenhauer, every white man is a fated or a bleached one. Migration created further mutation. Genetic drifts, evolution through recombination.
Yeah, this shit is
adaption to the climate.
As he picked the perfect beat for this shit too.
This right here, to me, is the reason why they ain't let him blow.
Yeah, it definitely was.
Cause he would've came with more.
Yeah, they hit him with all types of shit. He was on the run for like 2 years. Crazy part, the person that showed me this shit was a white rapper from Spartanburg, South Carolina.
Right.
And Spartanburg, South Carolina has one of the biggest Ku Klux Klan followings on the planet.
Yeah,
he was definitely different. His name was Steven Crocker. R.I.P. bro. You are missed.
Rest in peace, brother, man. Well, that's dope that, you know what I'm saying? He was pushing that kind of energy and knowledge, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, that song, yeah, it's over 7 minutes long, man. Check it out. It's called Nature of the Threat. I believe it's on the Soul on Ice album, is it?
No, yeah, Soul on Ice.
Soul on Ice, right? Yeah. So
it's like track 5 or 6.
Yeah, check that out, man. He goes really, really, really deep.
Yeah.
And Fact Search too, because that's Razkaz is fucking a genius. He's intelligent, man. So
yeah, once again, written before Google and Wikipedia. He didn't have to look on the internet for shit. He had books open.
Yeah.
And he made all this shit rhyme for 7 whole fucking minutes.
Yeah, because this was back in '90s, like the early '90s
album came out in '96, but I believe this was written and recorded in '95.
Yeah, so middle of the '90s. That's yo. Yeah, man. That's he has a lot of other songs too, man. Believe it or not, man. That are dope, man. And you know, it's dope that you brought up that song because
it's like when you say game rec, like the sound clip, game recognized game, that's what makes me like see certain shit from like a different angle. It's like, yeah, this is just, it's a chess game to them. We get like over emotional about it, but for them it's a chess game. Like, we're worried about our survival. Where are we gonna be? Oh, we're not gonna be the majority in 20 years, so we need to do this. You know what I'm saying? Like, and we all kind of like, we help them destroy us. Like, we help them push the shit that slows us up. Like, we still got people that are like saying, oh, fluoride is good for your teeth, but it's also bad for your fucking brain. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, don't defend the devil. The devil is the devil. The devil gonna do what the devil gonna do. That's his job.
Absolutely, man.
Your job is to protect yourself from it.
Yo, man. And there was another song. Fuck, it's by Immortal Technique. I forget the name of the song.
It might be Dance with the Devil.
Nah, it's not that one. Okay. But yeah, Billy Jacobs is a crazy motherfucker though. Yeah. Billy Jacobs was, you know, the homeboy in the joint. But it was he says in a part of the song, he's like he's like, you know, he's like, my people will kill you for water. Something about coming over the border or some shit like that when it gets real.
Yeah.
Or something like that. No, he's talking about, don't worry about, he's like, when I'm in LA, I don't worry about the red and blue gangs, because if my brown people come over the border, it'll be over, some shit like that. But I gotta look that up, man. But you know, it's like I said, this was gonna happen eventually, bro. That the people were gonna get tired of being hungry, being poor. You know what I'm saying? Having aliens from other countries. You know what I'm saying? Because this is what the fuck we are to them. And fucking this shit up, man.
Yeah, opening up resorts and shit that they can't fucking go to unless they work there. And they gotta they gotta break out after their fucking shift because we don't want you to scare the fucking tourists. Like, bro, this is their home. How do you do that shit? America is one of the only countries that has military bases set up damn near all around the world. It's something trippy, like 70-something countries or some shit. And that shit is technically considered American soil, meaning that unless you have like high military clearance, you are not allowed there. That's insane. How do you lock somebody out of their own house? That's crazy to me. But that's something people don't know about, but that's game recognized game.
And that's what the people don't understand over here. You know what I'm saying? They don't understand that has been going on for a long time. Motherfuckers just see this is what I don't get. Motherfuckers just see what's here at home and through the TV. This is why I think traveling is so important too, man. I tell motherfuckers, like, travel a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Like, travel. But yo, like, it shows the education span and all that shit. Yo, and you know what? I found the song. Excuse me. It's Peruvian Cocaine. I think it's on there. Actually, I want to let's play a little bit of that real quick.
Right.
That's one of my joints, and I should have known it was fucking Peruvian Cocaine. But there's a part.
Yeah, Peruvian Bink.
As a matter of fact, you know what? We're gonna play a lot of this shit. All right, so. This is a Immortal Technique, Peruvian Cocaine, featuring Diabolik, Tone Deaf, Poison Pen, Lucifer, and C-Ray's Walls.
I've heard whispers about the financial support your government receives from the drug industry.
Well, the irony of this, of course, is that this money, which is in the billions, is coming from your country. You see, you are the major purchaser of our national product,
which is,
of course, cocaine.
He was a genius for this intro.
On one hand, you're saying the United States government is spending millions of dollars to eliminate the flow of drugs onto our streets. At the same time, we are doing business with the very same government that is flooding our streets with cocaine.
Let me show you a few of the other characters that are involved in this tragic comedy.
One hand washed the other, both washed the face. Always remember that shit.
Mm-hmm. You heard what he said? It ain't about race no more. It's about one color, and that's green. Listen up, y'all.
I'm on the border of Bolivia, working for pennies, treated like a slave. The coca fields have to be ready. The spirit of my people is starving, broken and sweaty, dreaming about revolution, looking at my machete.
Yeah.
But the workload is too heavy to rise up in arms. And if I ran away, I know they'd probably murder my moms. So I pray to Jesucristo when I go to the mission, process the cocaine paste and play my position.
What?
Okay, listen, Juan Valdez, just get me my product before we chop off your hands. For workers misconduct, I got the power to shoot a copper.
Yo, the whole idea of this track, the metaphors, crazy.
These bricks, 40 tons in total, let me test it indeed. This is good. Pass me a tissue and don't worry about them.
I paid off the officials.
Yo, it don't come as a challenge. I'm the son of some of the phallus, elected by my people. The only one on the ballot, born and bred to consort with feds. I laugh at fate and assassinate my
Immortal Technique, ladies and gentlemen.
In a third world fashion state, lock the nation.
Look him up.
90% of the wealth and 10% of the population. The Central Intelligence Agency takes weight faithfully. The finest type of China, white and cocaine you'll see.
Honey, I'm home. Never mind when your bank account suddenly grown. It's funny, we're so out of this debt for this money we owe with ya.
What
if I told you that I had two governments overthrown to keep our son enrolled in a private school and to keep our tummy
swollen?
Come on, our fucking home was built on a foundation of bloody throats, the hungry stolen of their souls. Of course this country's running coke. I took a stunning oath to hush the ones who know. The CIA conducts the flow for these young hustlers that lust for dough.
I don't work in the hood, hit my connect. That's what's really good in supply work to the hood. These shoes fucking crack me up.
Yeah, man. So listen, man. And that's why I love hip hop, man, because that shit tells you more truth than the news, man. Like right there, you heard the Immortal Technique track. You know what I'm saying? Peruvian Cocaine. And, you know, that song is it talks from all different angles. It talks about the angle of the slave and the workers and the poor people. It talks about an angle from the you know, the government. It talks from the angle of the drug pushers that get the stuff over here. It talks about the angles of the motherfuckers on Wall Street that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they like, gotta keep that shit moving.
Yeah, yeah. So it's all connected, man. It's all connected. And
the money from the black market keep everything else going. They just don't tell you that shit.
Absolutely. And you know, that's what I'm trying to say. Like people don't see all that. You know what I'm saying? They just see, you know, fucking, oh, shoot them at the border. You know, and they don't understand how these people have been brutalized all their fucking life. You know what
exactly.
I'm saying?
We pay our people, pay their people to brutalize them.
Yeah, literally.
Shit, same thing happened. What is it, Haiti? Francois Papa Doc Duvalier. That man was paid by the U.S. government. They helped him get rid of his competition, and then he brutalized the people of Haiti. The man ruled with an iron fist. He took no disrespect from anyone.
Yeah, he didn't play.
Including children. Shit is crazy. And when y'all get a chance, Google the Iran-Contra.
Yes.
And Oliver North.
Yep.
Because what was it? What the hell is his name? They love this dude. Fucking Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan traded, was it guns and drugs for hostages or some shit like that?
Yeah, Ronald Reagan's the biggest crack dealer in the world, bro.
Exactly, but he had the fucking, the crack is whack slogan with his wife.
And the dare shit, they started the dare shit.
And them fucking clinics and that dumbass lying.
Yo, and then they got the receipt to the weapons of mass destruction and all that shit too, so.
And then when they caught this motherfucker, he said, although I would like to say that I didn't trade guns and drugs for hostages, the evidence points otherwise.
Yeah, I remember that when I was a kid, the Oliver North shit.
Yeah, they had him on his stand shaking and shit. Everything I did, I would sanction the dude. And these motherfuckers did no jail time. So remember that when we see justice for higher-ups, when we see the slap on the wrist for them. It ain't really no shit. Unless they wind up in a box, it wasn't really no fucking judgment for them.
So, ladies and gentlemen, this is another Immortal Technique song from the Third World album called Watch Out, Third World Remix. Listen up.
The corporation that controls the third world in the next century controls the globe. Think of that. One world economy, one corporation under God, one moral, spiritual, economic unity.
Listen, y'all want to know why these caravans is happening?
You know, back in the day, some of y'all used to
shout. Listen to this brother right here.
Like he was hosting your mixtape.
Do your own research, but listen.
Got scared and shut the fuck up. Didn't talk about the demonization of a culture, immigrants, nothing. Now you show up, talk about we taking it too far. Die slow, motherfucker!
Yeah.
100% independent, I'm the fucking boss.
Yeah.
I sold 80,000 off a quota ball in a source. The hood is not stupid, we know the mathematics. I made double what I would, going gold on Atlantic. Cause EMI, Sony, BMG, Interscope would never sign a rapper with the White House in a scope. They push pop music like a religion. Anorexic, celebrity driven, financial fantasy fiction. Contradiction, cause the life he was given resembles life in prison. Fed time with Manuel Noriega. The real Noriega, who did America 100 favors.
What?
Contras, the Shy and the CIA. Moving Escobar's coke through the MIA. This
what?
Is the third world speaking through a dead man walking. And everybody talking about the South taking over. It's true, motherfucker, but it's coming over the border.
What? That's what I'm talking about. We gotta play that back. You hear what he just said? The South taking over. It's true, but it's coming over the border.
Through a dead man walking. And everybody talking about the South taking over. It's true, motherfucker, but it's coming over the border. Fuck your chain, my people are
dying
you
for water.
Fuck fans, nigga, I got soldier supporters that I cut the throat if you strap with a tape recorder. That's right, motherfucker, welcome to the new world order. Where
yes.
The truth is always censored by corporate reporters. The
Listen.
Government runs a drug politics on a corner. That's why I never stress rappers and their employers. I put a bag over his fucking head and torture your lawyer. Cause it's too simple to shoot child days of the roof of your mouth an electric future. I'll root you out with the Ruger, the German Luger, U-boat, and the troops in the scuba. Nigga, you can't overthrow me
like the island of Cuba.
Niggas will never find your body like the bitch in Aruba. And I maneuver through the State Department and their friends with secret deals like the Nazis and IBM. And now you know this ain't a trend of a fashion. This is my life and my passion. Fuck ton of cash and nigga, I need more than advancements and a rented mansion. So why you little house niggas?
Again, Immortal Technique, man. Listen, if you do not know who that brother is, Immortal Technique was born in Peru, came out here to Harlem. He was actually born in a military hospital, if I'm not mistaken, in Peru. Came over here to Harlem, was, you know, grew up here, and is now a multi-platinum selling CD artist all over the world. He is independent, owns his own label, so when he goes platinum, he makes more money than all these cats that go platinum on these record labels because he keeps everything. He don't got to pay back, you know what I'm saying? The posters, the promotion, the fucking CDs being made, all that shit. So check him out, man. That brother, he's heavy knowledge. When actually when back in shit, 2001 when I was on my real like third eye shit, when I first opened up my shit and I was on my Knowledge of Self shit, it was him, Nas, and Dead Prez is all I would listen to. And that right there is an encyclopedia like a motherfucker, bro. All them cats. But please, ladies and gentlemen, look them up. Look them up. There's a lot of knowledge right there. And yeah, man. So that's the reason I'm playing this music right now is because it fits in to what we're talking about. Those caravans are happening because of all that shit that you heard. You know what I'm saying? This country has pushed and supplied drugs, guns, weapons to all these countries. You know what I'm saying? To keep their shit going, to keep their poppy fields going, to keep the drugs coming in. Like, it's all business, man. This ain't a conspiracy. If you just fucking lift up your finger, search on Google, get some books, man, read, you will see, man, that this country is nothing but smoke and mirrors, man. It's nothing but a business.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? It's not even a country. It's a fucking business.
Corporation.
That's it, man. So, yeah, man, check that out, man.
Speaking of poppy fields, what is it? What was the government in Afghanistan called before we liberated them? But they had an entire ban on the cultivation of poppy seeds. And for those that don't know, poppy seeds are how we get opium and black tar heroin. Now, when the U.S. quote unquote liberated them or invaded, they lifted that ban and cultivation went up. Was it 200% in about 3 years? Now, if you look online and shit, you'll see like the cost of a prescription for an opioid like say Oxycontin and how high it was back in like, let's say like the 90s, maybe late 80s, something like that, and then how cheap it is now. That's because they own the dope.
That tells you a lot right there, man. Yeah. Yo, you know what,
if you ask me if I love America, I say yes. Why can't you say yes? Say you love America right now. Say it.
Fuck yeah. You know what? Let's play America. This too. Let's play this too, because this fits right in with America too. Fuck it.
Come on, man. It's supposed to be all historically accurate, and they still have a white man playing Jesus? That's some old bullshit.
What good, nigga?
But yeah, we got some ill sound bites here to fit with our format, man. But I don't know, man. You know, I think that's good on that subject, man, because, you know, what we really want to do is, man, one of the reasons I started this show, Craig, is because I want people to get a different source of news besides, you know what I'm saying, News 12 and Fox News and CNN and fucking, you know, I'm not saying I'm no reporter, man. I'm not no scholar, but I like to read. I like to learn for myself because I have a passion for that shit. And I like to teach my people. So, you know what I'm saying? This is what this is here for. So, at the end of the day, man, I just want people to go out there and, like we said before, man, research yourself. Don't fucking go by what we have to say. You know, if you hear something, research yourself. And that's what I did when I used to listen to, like, Nas. I'm a big Nas fan. You know, Nas spits a lot of historical shit. So I would go after listening to a song and said some shit that interests me, I would go and research the shit. And, yo, 100% of the time, he was fucking speaking facts. So that's what turned me on, like, wow, you know what I'm saying? And that's what I try to do with this, with Self-Mathematics Clothing, with everything I do, man.
Yeah, and also about the news, the news has something known as artistic license, which means that they're allowed to stretch the truth to fit a certain point of view with their programming. There was a man that tried to sue the BBC, which is the British broadcast company, out in the UK. And although he proved, like, correct that the news had fabricated, I forget which article they ran on the BBC, but he proved that they fabricated it, and he lost because the network had artistic license, which, like, for like a biography, like say we did like Jackie Robinson, and then they wanted to add something for like flair to get you like really into the story, they can fabricate something and put it into the movie, and you can, oh, that's historically accurate, you can't sue them for that. They have that right to spice up the story.
See,
so
that's why,
think about that whenever you watch the news in the morning, whenever they run a story, whenever they show you a trial, just think about that. They have the right to lie to you based on legal terminology.
You see that, my people? You know what I'm saying? That's nothing that's new. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's on paper.
Yeah, they've been doing it. So that's why we say research. Research for yourself, or you could even tune into to shows like this, man. And just so you know what I'm saying, we are almost a new station of our own, you know what I'm saying? Y'all heard? I'm just playing. We're not, but we tell you for real. We tell you what's up. We ain't lying to you.
This is the GPN breaking news.
You heard? We're not playing, man. We're not playing. But in all seriousness, man, you're probably gonna get more truth from us than by pressing that number on the controller,
yeah,
of your TV. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, Craig. You got anything in mind that you want to touch upon?
When they find guns in the hood, a lot of times when they research some serials, the serial numbers either go back to A, the military, or B, the government.
Yeah.
Like, there are people in the hood that can manipulate guns, but we don't have no gun manufacturers where we live at. So clearly this shit is coming from the source, and the source is the people who we pay our taxes to. You may not.
Like who?
If you ask me if I love America, I say yes. Why can't you say yes? Say you love America right now. Say it.
Say it, motherfucker. Say it.
I don't want to say it to the white guy in the suit, but follow the trail of money.
Yeah, pretty much. That's you know, where it all leads to, man.
For real.
And you know what's crazy, Craig? Like, you know, shit like this, artists like Immortal Technique that are speaking about shit, and they're watching motherfuckers. They try to control all that shit.
Of course.
I'm not saying we're big enough and conceited enough to say they're doing that, but we might be one day on that list. You know what I'm saying?
You never know, B.
You know, and this is why
I'm being shadowed by a secret agent.
Really? Who? Where is he?
I don't know. Kind of just pops up out of nowhere and then disappears.
But that's how real it gets, man. You know, and I know we're joking and laughing about this shit because we know how serious it could be.
Yeah, look up the Clinton kill list. They're fucking...
Oh, yo.
I think it was their dentist or some shit like that. He wound up decapitated behind the wheel of his car, and they ruled that shit a suicide. Yeah. Like, how the fuck?
Yeah, and there's been a couple of them where motherfuckers have been shot in the back of the head, yeah, and they ruled them suicide. Like, how?
Yeah, it was
how, bro?
There was a lady that was supposedly pregnant with Bill Clinton's child, and she wound up face down somewhere. Like,
that's crazy.
With the kid in her. Like, and they didn't try to save the kid. They didn't do a DNA test, none of that shit. She just got off, and the shit got swept under the rug. Like,
yo, man, fucking, how about Monica Lewinsky must have an ill-ass security team then, because they ain't catch that bitch yet.
Yo, she gotta know more secrets than she's telling. She's gotta be a little smarter than Marilyn Monroe, because they offed her as soon as Kennedy was going.
Yeah.
So she's gotta be holding some crazy shit back.
No, definitely, man, definitely. Like, that's why I'm surprised at.
Yeah, for
sure. she's still around, man, because
me too. Or maybe Clinton really likes her. He might still be fucking with her. You never know.
Hillary, yo, but they say Hillary's a beast, bro. Hillary's like a fucking head of fucking the Klan and shit, bro. Like,
hey, didn't she call us super predators in the fucking 90s? Isn't that why we all had to get that 3-strike rule?
Yeah.
That third strike, you get locked the fuck up because we're super predators. We're not regular predators. We're fucking super predators.
Super
we
predators. Fucking,
we glow at night. The fuck? Bitch.
Yo, man. Fucking what else did I want to get into?
What is it? What the fuck was I reading? That shit looks so tripped out. Like, I get that people are like trying to ride the wave of the whole mental mind thing. Like, I seen something on like my IG like 2 or 3 days ago. I wound up in an argument because the woman said she was a sapiosexual and then tried to like shit on people that that develop physical connections for the mental. And it's like, that's all right, it sounded positive, but that's a lie, because if you don't have any physical fucking attraction to somebody, that shit's going to die out. It's going to fizzle. Like, the mind is part of it. There's 3 parts to every human being. That's your mental, your spiritual, and your physical. All 3 of those things gotta align for certain shit to go in the right direction. So you can't really just shit on one and praise the other. That's unbalanced. So don't say unbalanced shit just for the sake of sounding positive. Yeah. It's not real.
Yeah, that's true. It's true. That's true.
No, that's a little off subject, but I've been seeing a lot of that shit, and I've been kind of trying to like fall back from saying certain shit to certain people. But those days, baby, those days, I'm ready to argue.
Yeah, talking about balance.
You must gain balance within yourself before you can bring balance to the world.
Bingo.
Now I'm saying.
How you gonna win if you ain't right within? That's a Lauryn Hill quote for your ass.
Yes, sir. Well, yo, man, I think we're gonna cut this one a little short, man. You know what I'm saying? There's no guests, so we ain't rocking out all the way. But I think it was a good show. We talked on the subjects that I wanted to talk about. You know, you brought up what you wanted to talk about. And again, man, just go out there, do your own research, man. Check out this caravan shit, what it really is. You know what I'm saying? Stop calling people minorities and immigrants and shit, because we are the majority. Black and brown, we're the majority on this planet.
Exactly.
The white man is the minority, if you do the math.
Look up Mendel's law. You can only take the recessive from the dominant, but not the dominant from the recessive.
Mm.
So clearly the dominant would mean that there's more of it.
Exactly. You know, they use words and key phrases to make themselves look bigger than what they really are.
Yeah,
you know,
of course.
What I'm saying? You know, they're calling people immigrants when, you know, everybody knows how they fucking got here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Christopher Columbus, you know, your little Thanksgiving, killing people as immigrants over here, taking shit over. Like, come on, man.
Exactly. And they're proud of that. That's another thing I wanted to say. The same way we say knowledge is power, so is ignorance. Ignorance is very powerful as well. Because it's like we explain this shit to certain people and they're like, nah, never mind. And that is powerful because it takes away, like, it takes away the magnitude of what you're saying.
Yeah.
And like, nah, never mind. Like, that's not real, or nah, it didn't happen like that. Or, oh, you're making a big deal out of it. So knowledge is power and so is ignorance.
Absolutely.
So pay attention to that shit.
Absolutely, that, man. And with that said, man, I have to play this one more time, man, before we go.
Come on, man. It's supposed to be all historically accurate, and they still have a white man playing Jesus? That's some old bullshit.
My people, thank you for tuning in once again to the Backyard Mecca Show, backyardmeccashow.com, on the all-new Gorilla Podcast Network. You could catch us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Backyard Mecca. You could email us at backyardmeccashow@gmail.com. You can find us on Facebook at, just search GPN and we'll pop up. And once again, thank you for tuning in. We will see you next week. And remember, if you could accumulate a thought in your mind, that means it is out there. And if it is out there, all you have to do is go get that shit. Peace.
Peace be with you.
Tune in next week for another episode of the Backyard Mecca Show podcast.
Interwebbing.